Harper Audio presents Dead Ringer by Lisa Scottolini, read by Barbara Rosenblatt. Chapter 1. Benny Rosato had waited for more than 100 jury verdicts in her career, but the waiting never got easier. The courtroom was empty, the air still. Benny could hear the clock ticking on the paneled wall. But it could have been her sense of drama. She was sitting next to her client, Ray Finnellil, who was gnawing his cuticles. If they lost this trial, Ray's company would have to pay $3 million in damages. $3 million buys a lot of cuticles. Benny set aside her own case of nerves to cheer him up. "Yo, Ray, how do you stop a lawyer from drowning?" "How?" "Take your foot off his head." Ray didn't smile. His gaze remained fixed on the vacant jury box, with its black leather chairs swiveled in different directions. The jury had been charged on the law this morning, and they'd been out deliberating all day. That meant Ray and Benny were entering their sixth hour of small talk. To Benny, that was as good as married. "Okay, no more jokes," she said. "Tell me about your son's baseball game. I'll pretend I don't know about the home run or the catch at third base."
"Second base."
"See?" Ray's chin dropped to his hand. His brown eyes were bloodshot from 3 weeks of sleepless nights, and his cheeks hollow from the 10 pounds he'd shed during the trial, even though he was completely innocent. Being a defendant was no win. If you lost, you paid the plaintiff, and if you won, you paid your lawyer. This was known as the American rule. Only Americans tolerate law without justice.